real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. The weather is great, and let's not talk too much about politics or anything about politics and get Bob all riled up, because old Bob might have a heart attack. Okay, so anyway. The car registrations are still going up, and the biggest thing that I found out that's happening, and most of you would like to know on why the streets are so beat up and potholes all over and nothing being really done, is because the guy who does it said that the money is being transferred to the rail and not to fix the road. That, folks, I believe is not right. I mean, if you're going to run a business, don't you segregate everything? This is for this, that's for that. And not just take from here, put to there, and before you know it, you don't have anything left over. That's why we don't have better roads. But those of you that travel to the other islands, don't you notice that the other islands, there's very few potholes? Not like Oahu. Take notice. It's really beat up. And a lot of cars are getting beat up. Of course, I shouldn't complain because better for business, but that's not how the world should be. We have to take care of each other and think about each other. Yeah, I know the guys who work for the city and the state as politicians, do they care? Do they really care what you and I spend? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. And a lot of people been calling, Wanda, about why there's no trivia. A lot of people look forward to the trivia. I guess they want to win the prizes from Crested Cleaning Center. So, why don't we hit it off with a trivia to make them happy? Are you ready?
Ready's a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number 2?
Okay, because we got the winner for number 1 already. So what is number 2? Okay?
And we have Carol from Moana Lua.
Hi, Carol. When did we lose her? I guess our phone is on the blink again. Hello? Is it working? Okay, anyway. Potholes is the big issue. It's beating up the cars and trucks, and costing people a lot of money. Okay, so the other thing, did you get her back?
Yes. Okay, we have Carol from Moana Lua.
Hi, Carol. We don't have her.
Carol.
Something's wrong with the board again. Oh, boy. Anyway, technical difficulties again. Okay, so what else is new? Anyway, I recommend going to the Chart House. Chart House is very, very nice. restaurant, and the food is great. Okay, so go check out the chat house. We're fixing the board here, and hopefully it works. Maybe we got many hoonies here. Anyway, cheap gas is not the way to go, folks. It's more expensive, it gives you less gas mileage, and it beats the heck out of your engine. So spend 20 cents more for the better gas, which gives you less gas mileage, and it beats the heck out of your engine. So spend 20 cents more for the better. It's going little by little, higher and higher. Now, if you figure it out, what you paid before and you're going to pay now, it's about a few dollars. But anyway, is Carol back?
Yes.
Hey, George, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, great. I had a question. Well, you know, you mentioned about cheap gas right now.
Yes.
What about fuel additives? What is your opinion about that? Can it damage your engine?
Well, fuel additives, number one, is a waste of money.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if you sit down and think about this now.
Yeah.
If you were to go and bottle up cleaning solvent, and the cost for you for the solvent and the bottles and the labels, let's say it's $5, and you sold it for $15, you'd make $10, right?
Yeah.
You sell a million bottles?
Yeah.
You made $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay? So, anyway, the idea is this. The fuel additives, the only thing that would work is mothballs.
Oh.
But only the ones that contain naphthalene.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And the better thing to use that's cleaner is ethanol. Because ethanol cleans your injectors, takes care of your fuel pump, and you don't have any problems there. Also, on most cars, give you better gas mileage.
Yeah.
But most of all, it cuts your auto repair down.
But these fuel additives, it says it increases your car mileage, it cleans, you know, the engine and that kind of stuff.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Oh.
Have been all tested.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can guarantee it will give you.
Really?
Highly cancerous.
Oh.
So, no, I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467. And gasoline is the issue right now. It's going higher and higher. But for those of you that can remember, back when gasoline was 25 cents a gallon. 25 cents a gallon, folks. If back then you told people it's going to be $4.50, you would have a riot. But they shoved the knife into our backs slowly so you don't really feel it. Okay? Now, so what can you do? You cannot boycott it. You cannot have laws that says you cannot charge $10 a gallon for gas because this is free enterprise. And if Chevron, Shell, and everybody said, okay, you don't want the high gas prices, then we'll just shut down. Then what you gonna do? If they decide, okay, we can't make money in Hawaii, let's shut it all down. What are you going to do? Huh? There's no fuel. Okay? So, you pretty much got to live with it and try to work for an alternative fuel. And the cheapest alternative fuel to use is ethanol. Because ethanol can be run from a weed whacker up to a jet engine. And everything in between. Whereas the rest of them cannot. You cannot run hydrogen on your weed whacker. Okay, so Brazil went to ethanol because of the simplicity of everything. And that being a third world, not everybody could afford switching everything over to hydrogen or whatever. And they found that ethanol was the cheapest, easiest way to do it. Made from sugarcane. Not corn. Sugarcane. Okay? So, I know that's the best way to go, but it is a big uphill climb for us. A lot of people that used to run premium are switching to regular gas because they think it's cheaper. It's 20 cents a gallon cheaper. For 10 gallons, that's $2. Well, you know, that's not even a gallon of gas. But you're going to lose up to 3 gallons of gas, okay, in the mileage. Okay, let's go to more calls.
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Ski?
Did you say Ski?
Yeah.
Yes, Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Yeah.
Hey, George. I'm glad you're still on. I know you. I guess you had to sponsor yourself, hey? But hey, do a good job. Anyway, oh,
what's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn that radio down. It's getting me confused.
Yeah, because
he's delayed.
I'm hearing
what I said. Okay. Anyway, I had a. Couple discussions with my son and about ethanol, and oh, he is so adamant against it. And the other day he was saying that you can't use it for lawnmower. Yes, you can. He says no. He says if you don't use it all, the ethanol absorbs water and it weakens and what have you. I mean, how do you argue that?
Well.
In other words, if you sit, you let it sit in the tank, too, that would be the same thing if you didn't drive the car for a couple of weeks.
Well, I don't drive my Pantera for a month now, and it's 100% ethanol, and I don't have a problem.
Well, I just,
So, I don't
guess
know.
The older he gets, the dumber I get. Oh, it's supposed to be the other way around, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people say what they hear and never test. And because I'm on the radio, I have to test to make sure I got the facts.
Oh, yeah. You know, the argument is, oh, yeah, George, he wants to just make money.
Nope.
Oh, you know. I'm on your side, but...
not my loss.
It's really... I had to borrow his car and take it down and put some...
Once they try it, they'll never stop using it.
Oh, but, you know, he's of that age that... there's only one good thing that he knows. What party to vote for.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, because it bothers me. And so many people
One day he'll learn. He'll learn one day.
Keep trying.
Yep.
And Testaro's still the good one?
Yep.
Or one of the good ones? Okay, boy, I put in 8.9 gallons, it was $41. Jesus, it is going up.
Yeah, it's going up.
Anyway, let's get that sugar cane planted again.
We're trying to.
I know it. God bless you, George.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467 and try to guess that trivia. The second most dangerous intersection in... on Oahu.
That was back in the 30s.
Oh, yeah, back in the 30s. Not today.
No, back in the 30s.
Okay. So, anyway, a lot of people don't like ethanol. A lot of people don't believe in it because they never tried it. Well, my advice is before you don't believe in something, do research and study and try it. Because it is good stuff.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien.
Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with the uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at... Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Find my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
This is Rolling Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, we got to work on this transition a little, make it a little smoother. We're professionals.
What's that?
I said we are professionals.
Are we on the air?
I hope so. I'm sitting here. I don't hear. I used to hear music right before you talk. Now I just get.
What's that?
Yeah, okay. You're messing with. You know why? Because you're trying to throw me off. Because you know you got me all worked up.
I'm trying to cool you off.
That's right. You tried to calm me down. But George, are you surprised they take money for something and put it somewhere else?
Nope.
That's what they always do.
I know.
But how's this? Is the rail pretty much going to be built?
Yep.
Then why are they paying to run commercials to convince you that the rail is going to be a good thing when it's built?
Because they have obligations.
Right. And you know what I told you when they first started talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Follow the money, and we just, you know, instead of fighting it, I'm figuring out a way I'm going to get some of the money.
You'll follow the money.
I'm going in, so I'm going to be like the guy that paints the rails at the station or something.
Hmm.
I got to get in on one of those. Did you hear what they're
saying? No, you know what you got to do?
What's
you got to go tell them to pay you to be the homeless guy standing at the station.
Oh, no. No, I want to get on. What is that they're paying, like, $750,000 for public relations guy?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm a good talker. I'll be the public PR. Who better to be the PR guy for the rail than Rolling Bob? I got the name, Rolling. The rail's rolling. It's all ours.
You got the target?
I got the target on me. I'll take it. For $750,000 a year, they can call me anything they want. They'd be happy because I'm going to get me a penthouse somewhere with security and nobody can get in.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but yeah, they're going to take the money. They always do that. The money for the roads, the hurricane fund goes here, you know, all this taxes that they've been collecting, like the gas taxes.
It's not going for the road.
And it doesn't go for the road. And they just go, oh, our number one priority is to fix the roads because, but first we got to fix the kids, but they don't put any money in the school for the kids. And then, you know, the money just disappears, and then they have to borrow money and now I'm tired, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, go
just
take a nap.
Just thinking about it makes me tired.
Take a nap.
Okay, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Wayne from Mililani.
Hi, Wayne.
How's it going, Mr. Nita? You have the patience of a saint, my friend.
you don't see me in the back room yet.
I recently took my Land Rover to get serviced and whatever along with my Nissan Frontier. And after I got the Land Rover back, I have an air suspension system in the Land Rover. So I guess I turn on the car, it fills up with air, it lifts off the ground, turn it off, comes down, and it changes for road conditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I take it in there, and then after I get the car back, it doesn't lift, doesn't drop, I press the buttons in the console to change the height of it, and none of it works anymore. And what ended up happening is I took it back, the mechanic hooked the machine up to it and told me that the air compressor pressure was low. And coincidentally happened to run out while I was there. And that's the reason why it doesn't operate anymore. I was wanting to know what your take was on that.
Did they lift the car?
No, I don't think so. I went in there just to have them check the fluids and the liquids and everything.
Okay, then, no, it wouldn't have damaged anything.
Okay. So it just kind of happened. There's nothing I can do about it, huh?
Yeah, just coincidence.
Oh, okay. All right, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mr. Nuka.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Bryson from Waianae.
Hi, Bryson.
Hey, George. How are you doing today?
Okay.
I have a comment on what Ski was calling about his lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using ethanol since last March, so almost close to a year. And I just use 100% of the ethanol, and I have no problems. So maybe for himself, he should be a testimony to himself and use the ethanol in his lawnmower. Mm-hmm. And then he can prove to his son that it works. And maybe the son needs to see the evidence right before his eyes with that one. Mm-hmm. And the second comment I had to say about, he was saying something about you're just trying to sell something. Every free enterprise entrepreneur, and no matter where it is, their whole goal is to sell products to the consumers. But the question is it a superior product like we have with the ethanol? So that's the two comments I wanted to share with you. And you've been an awesome job. You're right on track, and I appreciate everything that you do and what you stand for, what you believe in. So that's my comment I have to share with you today.
Mahalo.
Okay, thanks for everything.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. See, that's another person that tests us. You need to test before you say anything. I'm talking about testing and saying things. Again, I'm just blown away with the court systems and how the judges make decisions when the facts are sitting right in front of them on who's right, who is wrong. And they make the wrong decisions. I don't understand that. I mean, I would really appreciate if somebody could explain the whole thing. How they come to make decisions that's wrong. You know? I just don't understand it. And how they make the decisions without really knowing the law. So, that's the thing. I mean, that boy that hit the car had a white car. He hit the car, the BMW, and the BMW... That the owner for the BMW claimed that the boy hit him, but the bumper mark on that BMW was black. I want somebody to explain to me how a white car hits another white car and the bumper is left black instead of white, and black paint is on that bumper, but yet that boy got crucified and accused of hitting that car. I just don't get it. I mean, how is that supposed to happen? You know, but that boy was sentenced by the judge as being wrong. No, that that young person is going to go off thinking how unjust the system is. So I guess they don't have any pride. It's what that person is going to be thinking of for the rest of their life as far as fairness. But anyway, just my thought. Okay? The economy is going down, down, down. And why don't we try a Waikiki Grand Prix race right through Waikiki? I know everybody's saying, oh, no, impossible. It brings in a lot of money, folks. They do it in Long Beach, Hong Kong, all over the world. Monaco. For money. It brings in a lot of money. So why not Hawaii? If you want to stretch your gas mileage and get more gas mileage, at least 3 to 4 miles more per gallon, install a KNN cold air package. It brings in cold air into the engine, and it's a lifetime warranty on that, and it does give you better gas mileage. More air, better gas mileage. Okay? That's better than adding fuel additives. The only fuel additives I would recommend is ethanol. Check your tire pressures, because if your tire pressure is down 5 pounds, you lose 3 miles to the gallons for every 5 pound you're down. Not only that, but you wear out the tires. So go check your tire pressure, folks. A lot of people are running around under pressure. I mean, not under pressure physically, is air pressure, tire pressure. Okay? That's a couple of ways to save money on gas mileage and going with the higher octane. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Vaughn calling from Kauai.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a question about a car I have. I inherited a 2002 Camry from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 100,000 miles, and I wanted to service the cooling system. And I was wondering, besides changing the hoses and the thermostat and fluid, what do you recommend for a thorough job?
I would recommend using only the Toyota coolant.
Okay, what about as far as like flushing? Should it be flushed or no need? Or
no, you don't need to flush it. Okay. Just drain it out, whatever comes out of the cooling system, and then refill it with that Toyota 50-50 coolant.
Okay, and as far as the hoses, do you recommend the Toyota brand, or can I get by with the generic?
The one that will fit the best would be the Toyota.
Okay, but real expensive. That's like $40 for one hose.
And then go with Goodyear.
Goodyear?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The Goodyear might be a little longer, and you might have to trim it, but that's the best brand to go with.
Okay, so, and got to change it.
You should, your, yes.
So the hose is thermostat and Honda, or Toyota coolant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, 808-296-5467.
Why doesn't he need to flush the coolant? You can just drain. Why only just drain it?
Because it's Toyota. The Toyota's coolant is really good. And just taking it out from the whatever comes out with the radiator, from the radiator. Some will come out from the motor. Replacing it with the 50-50 Toyota coolant would be okay. It's sufficient. It's a really good coolant. We've seen that go really bad and still no corrosion in the engine or the radiator. So that's why we recommend it highly. Okay, so electronic rust proofing is highly recommended, folks. It will cut out the rust from happening on your new car. Install it on all new cars, the electronic rust proofer that Harvey Maeda sells on Kauai. And you can buy it from Harvey. You can call him at 651-2813. Okay, 651-2813. Harvey also sells ethanol on Kauai. So you can buy ethanol from him and all the other good stuff that we recommend. So give him a call. Okay, so who's next?
We have John from Kaimuki.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it? You know that one you guys were asking about the car contest? That was Smith and Hotel, yeah? Or Queen and... Boy.
What's your answer?
I was just Smith and Hotel. Because I heard that question last couple, few months ago.
Uh-huh.
On your guys' radio show. Was that the answer? No.
We didn't get an answer yet.
He said, okay, call us back and try again.
Oh.
Okay, so my guess is Kalakaua and Kapilani. Anyway, that's my guess. Break time?
Yes, it's break time. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
In heard what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the person. I can hear the while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you have a car that you hardly drive, like I have, there's a good idea to put a what we call a buddy, a battery buddy. It hooks up to your battery terminals. You plug it in, and it only charges the battery when a battery starts getting weak. So in other words, it keeps the battery fully charged all the time. I know a lot of you that don't use your cars should have it, because it saves a lot of headaches. That way, you know, when you get the idea to drive your car, you can just unhook the battery charger, jump in and drive off. And it doesn't overcharge the battery and burn it out. So it's a really good gizmo. We call it a battery buddy. It only charges when the battery goes down. Okay? So anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? If you have a question, comment, whatever. We talk about just about anything. Okay? So, and this electronic rust proofer, we did the test on it. We got a piece of sheet metal, grind it down real nice and shiny, put the electronic rust proofing device on, set it out in the rain and everything for a week, and it stays shiny. But as soon as we disconnected the battery, the next day it turned brown, a brown film of rust. Okay? So it does work. Anyway, you can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Harvey's number is 651-2813, or you can get it from us at Nita's Auto Repair. Either one. Okay? Harvey also sells Royal Purple and ethanol. So, where's our winner for the trivia?
I don't know. Good question.
No, what is the question?
In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number 2?
Okay, and the prizes was donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center carries all the products, well, most of the products that we recommend using on your car, like the oils and the Degreaser 2000 and that disinfectant spray for your AC. It keeps you healthy and you don't get colds. A lot of the colds come from your AC because it's moist in there and all the viruses grow and thrive on that, the moisture. So anyway, that accident that happened on Maui where the 5 young people died, and the news media said that they weren't wearing seat belts. They should get their facts right, because the condition that the car was in pieces, even if you had those special straps that the race cars use for the drivers, they would be dead. The car was blown to pieces. That's the most idiotic statement to make, that they weren't wearing seat belts, so that's why they died. Give you an example. Now, this is an example. If you're all sitting in a car, you all got your seat belts on, and there's this big thing that falls off the building right onto your car and squishes the car down to 4 inches. Huh? Did the seat belts help you? Would they announce, oh, by the way, they all died, but they all had seat belts on? Did you ever hear an announcement like that? Come on, you know how I feel about seat belts. Unconstitutional, and up to me if I want to kill myself and not wear seat belts, or wear seat belts and break my back. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Ski.
Yes, sorry to bother you, but this is for trivia.
Okay, call us back and try again.
I didn't give you where.
Oh.
Hotel in Bishop.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Why did he pick Hotel in Bishop? I forgot to ask him that. Hotel is such a small street. It's only 2 lanes. I would think the ones with 5 and 6 lanes or whatever, more lanes, be more dangerous than...
Yeah, but this is back in the 30s.
Oh, yeah. Back in the 30s, everything was 2 lanes. There was no big intersections. Okay. So where? Where was it, Wanda?
Waiting for somebody to tell me.
Oh, you don't know either? Okay. Check your motor oil, folks. Very important. Every Jiffy Lube or whatever that does oil changes can tell you every car that comes in is short oil. That's the worst thing you can do to your car, especially with the economy the way it is and, you know, everything the way it's going, the quality. You need to check your motor oil at least once a week. Okay? Okay, who's next? Oh, she's on the phone. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. The Chart House is a wonderful restaurant to eat at, folks. Go check it out on the side of the Ilikai. Beautiful view. If you go the right time, you can see fireworks in Waikiki. Check.
One car at a time. Okay, that's good. You know, it's because, you know, who could really make use of the other that is like, you know, because with Silicone Sam's two cars, you know, because she can only use one car at a time. Well, I guess the point I'm making is, you know, when you have two cars, yeah, right? I mean, and you favor one car over the other, one is going to go sour, right? So it's good to have the battery body. Oh, you guys have it. Okay, that's good to know then. I'll probably be by within the course of the week to pick one up then. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Hey, we have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Do you use social media like Twitter or Facebook?
No.
I've been getting to get announcements on the Nifty 50 sock hop for this year. I don't know. I haven't heard it on your program yet. It's going to be in October again.
Oh. So, I haven't heard anything about it.
And I told him, I said, well, if I can go shake the hand of Mr. George Nita, I think I might go this year.
I don't think I'll be going.
Oh. Do they put any cars or anything? Or is it just people dressed up in the period costumes?
No, just people.
Yeah. For the second time trying to get this trivia, my first time was Punahou and South Carolina, and yours came out to be Paloma Street. So, Punahou, South Carolina.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, my.
Okay. We're running out of places.
Okay. And Ski called back to tell me that back in the days, Hotel Street was two ways.
I know. Everything was two way. And that's why people are getting all one way. They want everything for them and nothing to you. You look at it. They're being trained one way. Anyway, whatever. Again, the gas prices is going higher and higher. People are trying to find different ways of saving on the gas. There's something that I'd like to say is, you got to get used to it, because we all did. We were paying 25 cents a gallon, and now it's just about $5 a gallon. So we got used to it. So we got to make adjustments for it. And okay. And Maui Toyota is seeing it, because a lot of people there is ordering just 4-cylinder Toyotas. Everybody's staying away from the V6. So I don't know. I prefer the 6 or the 8. That's just me. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. I just got a thing on the computer that Canada is now getting into trying to produce ethanol. So if ethanol was so bad, folks, why is it that Canada is trying to do it too?
Stay tuned to Automotive 101. We'll be right back with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car?
I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and lines open. You can give us a call before we run out of time. 808-296-5467. That Kauai Auto Show was fantastic. Maybe Harvey should do it twice a year instead of once a year. And we can get to see all of the cars on Kauai. It really surprised me. I didn't know that Kauai had that many nice cars. It's really surprising. Anyway, those people there are paying really high prices for gasoline. So you on Oahu, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we have the cheapest of all our islands. Yeah, I think so. Maui is super high. Hana is out of the question. They're pushing for $6 out there on Hana. What do you expect? There's only one gas station. See, so if you don't have competition, folks, the prices are going to keep going up. The same with the electric company. There's only one. They can charge you whatever they want. What choice you have? But on that five young people dying on Maui in the car accident, people don't think until it's too late. And they don't think about the hurt that happens, you know. Once you lose a child, a mom or dad, brother or sister. And we play that, I went to a party, Mom, every week to wake people up not to drink and drive. Because you have only one chance. And that one chance may be all you have. And we can do it. People just have to have common sense and not drive under the influence of either drugs or alcohol or whichever. So, but anyway, hope people would listen. Like that little boy that died in Waianae. He was what, only 3 years old? Wow. How can you live with yourself killing a little 3-year-old boy? Anyway, try the trivia, folks. Crested Queen's Cleaning Center has excellent prizes for the trivia. Okay, you can try out their Degreaser 2000, which is fantastic. Once you try it, you always use it. You got to try that Degreaser 2000 and their, the spray, that disinfecting spray. It's really out of this world. That's the ways to stay healthy. Okay? Buying tires for your SUV, I would recommend getting the lightest tire. It'll save you on gasoline. And the lighter tire is also cheaper. So, go check it out. A lot of people are putting truck tires on SUVs, and truck tires are awful heavy, also more expensive, and eat up brakes, and eat up gasoline. Okay? So, go check all that out. using silicone spray, Silicone Sam always uses silicone spray, so she don't have no cracking of rubber, and a lot of people have cracking of rubber gaskets and trimming on the car. If they had sprayed it with silicone, it would never ever crack. That's a fact. I got an 84 Chevy pickup, and all the rubber moldings around the windows, everything, always was sprayed with silicone, and I never had to replace any of it since 1984. So, go figure that. Okay? The question is, why did Lyndon Lingle cut the staff off the weights and measures staff? Why did she lay them all off? Think about that. There's nobody checking the scales, checking the pumps, checking anything on weights and measures. So how do you know what you're paying for is really accurate? Anyway, it's just me saying it. It's up to you, the people of Hawaii, to do something, because it's your money, not mine. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? And hope Wanda got a winner so we can satisfy some of the callers that's calling about the trivia. They want to win something.
Okay, we have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, can I try the trivia?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is it Lilia and Vineyard?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
That was a good answer, but not the right answer.
It's a good answer, but not the right answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, may I use your show to announce condolences to the Hemmings family?
Okay.
Jeffrey Apaka let us know that the second youngest, Senator Freddie Hemmings' younger brother, passed away early this morning. Mm. And that was Aka Hemmings, George. And he was influential in coaching disabilitated people in the canoe races, cross channel and everything. And it's just a sad loss. Aka was a really good guy, George.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you letting me use your time to announce that.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks, George.
Okay. Okay, so it's sad that we lose good people, and they must go on, but it's hard, so you have to be happy and think about helping each other before it's too late. Anyway, can you repeat the question, please?
In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number 2?
And we got the number 1 already.
We have number 1.
Yeah. Did you ever see what number 1 intersection looked like back in the 1930s?
Just in some photographs.
Yeah, it wasn't you. Blind in the dangerous. Well, we got to think about back in the 30s where all the streets were just two lanes. and two-way, which one was the worst? That's the second worst. I don't know. King and P.A. Coy?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, okay. What's the number?
What number? For the station?
It was.
Was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.